Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
We have to stand up for holiness and righteousness. And if we see people who don't understand about Halloween, we're going to give you the revelation on it. Now, you're grown. Some of you all were kids twice my age. So you make your executive decision. But at least you know now you're making an informed decision. God is calling for holiness, and he wants you to be protected. This is how we are charged once we receive the Holy Ghost. Once we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are charged with the responsibility to guard our soul, to guard our territory. The Bible says, in my house he shall serve
That's
the Lord.
Right.
We are supposed to guard our home. And the Bible says that the enemy, Satan, he walks to and fro seeking who he may devour. And I don't know about you, that even though Satan is walking to and fro, when he comes across your home, your apartment, your condo, your subdivision, your house, whatever it is, I would love for Satan to see you marked by God. I would love for Satan to see the warfaring angels right there standing in every entryway and exitway. I want the enemy to see you marked by the blood of Jesus. But it's a sad situation where on that day, on the Halloween season, as Satan walks to and fro seeking who he may devour, he sees your house now marked as a symbol for his territory. He sees the cobwebs. He sees the spiders. He sees the lich skeleton hanging from your tree. He sees all of these different things that promote the demonic origins of Halloween. I don't know about you, but I want to give Satan a scare for his money, because I'm telling you, when he sees your house marked like that, when he sees even outside of Halloween, when he sees that your house does not hold up the banner of salvation, it's easy for him to take in and conquer that land. But it's a little bit more difficult for him to come in when you are pleading the blood constantly, when your house is constantly ushering up sacrifices of praise and worship, when your house is constantly holding up a banner of salvation, and he sees the warfare angels, and he knows that, oh boy, if I'm going to go in that house, I got to bring forth reinforcements. I got to bring forth legions to try and come in that house, because they're always praying, they're always reading the word, they're always saying Jesus is good, and they always summoning the warfare angels to protect them in the blood of Jesus Christ and a hedge of protection. Oh, that's a tough one. Let me go down the street. Oh, they got a door of opportunity open for me, because they don't even love me. I mean, they don't even love Jesus. They coming for me. If anything, they're asking me to come in their home, because they already are invited all these other type of spirits in their house. Spirits of division, spirits of contention, spirits of lust, spirits of adultery, spirits of drinking, alcoholism, and drugs, and all of this other stuff. So I'm already in their home, so let me go down there. People of God, this thing is serious. Although we're highlighting Halloween, we're letting you know this is more than just one day out of the year. Because I'll just tell you the truth, Halloween is just what we put a face to and we acknowledge, but it is just as rampant and just as dangerous.
Amen.
It's just that serious. People are out here kidnapping kids, doing child sacrifices all year long. But we can come against the enemy when we shed revelation on it, when we expose it, but not only for you to receive it on the line right now, but for you to also regurgitate it to someone else, to share it with someone else, share it with loved ones. If you have some grown children to celebrate it, talk to them about it. We have a playback number. They can listen to this playback number. If you have some loved ones that don't understand the depth of Halloween and some of the activities that they do, maybe you know some people outside of Halloween who consult a medium, who consult psychics, who consult Ouija boards and all these other stuff on a daily basis. Maybe you have some people who believe that it's okay to go into the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, or whatever bookstore you have, and go into the New Age section and think that white magic is okay. They have it right on the bookshelf. Apostle and I, we went into a bookstore, and they had a whole section cornered off just for New Age. And when I went in that section, we saw all types of books for spells for love, sales for more money, how to make your food taste even better, sales for good cooking. And these are books you can buy flat out. And people think that it's cute, that it's harmless, because witchcraft has been commercialized, especially through the activities of Harry Potter. That was a great big movement that supported Witchery Act. Matter of fact, there are a lot of libraries that if you completed all of the novels of Harry Potter, you were certified in Witchery 101. They actually gave you a certificate. This thing has become so commercialized, and when it's commercialized, it becomes desensitive. You are desensitive to its approach, so your guard is down, and you think that it is harmless. And you end up in some very compromised, vulnerable, exposed positions, and you wonder why there's a lot of things going on in your life. Even though you think you are doing everything in your power to live holy and righteous, you still can't get ahead. You might as well do an inventory check and see what's in your home, see the people that are living in your home, what are they doing behind closed doors, and you may want to check some of the activities and habits of your lifestyle. Because if it ain't holiness, you have an open portal. If you're an alcoholic, if you're a drug addict, if you're sexually active and you're not married, if you are married and you're sleeping with people other than your spouse, you're doing threesomes, if you're depending on any other God, because that's what you're doing, if you're depending on any other God but God himself, Jehovah, you are opening up yourself for an attack. You are exposed. Now, it'd be different if you're struggling with these things and you're asking God to help you and you're repentant and you're seeking deliverance. That's another thing. But if you're knowingly in sin, this is where you got to recognize and realize that you're playing in a bigger playground than what you thought you were. Hmm. Sin will always take you further than where you want to go. Hmm. You think it's a little fun. You think it's a little one-night stand, but it is a soul tie. It will always bring you back wanting more. Matter of fact, the enemy will love for that to be your go-to support when you're stressed out. Instead of seeking the Lord and worship and reading his word and seeking out just different things that is for God and for his kingdom, you begin to rely back on that little fun time. The enemy will start saying, oh, you had that one-night stand. Remember, you felt so free and relieved. It eased your stress. Go ahead and do it again. Remember when you took that drink, you didn't get drunk. Remember, you held your liquor real good. Go ahead and just buy some more alcohol. It'll take the edge off. You're trying to quit drinking. You're trying to quit smoking, but it keeps luring you back in. But God is saying, I stand here with arms wide open, ready to receive and deliver you of these devices and bondages because they all have origins that only end in your defeat. But God planned an expected end for you. And that expected end is life, and that much more abundantly. It is eternal life, even past this life here in this earthly realm. But we got to do our part on this earthly realm in order to reach eternal life. I know what I'm saying is true. Shed the light on today, on Halloween. If you were one that actually participated in Halloween, repent. You didn't know better, or some of you all did. Repent and choose this day who you will serve. Drink from the Lord's table, not from the cup of demons. Drink from the Lord's cup. And with that being said, repent and turn from it and choose to walk in holiness today. We accept you with love. I know good and well I'm not judging you. I'm just going to teach you what the Word of God says. I'm not judging you, but I do want you better. No, I don't want you better. Amen. I want you right. Because that's the only way we're going to be impactful and effective. Amen. And that's the only way that God is going to trust you with people. We are all connected to souls. But like I always say, God is not going to send a sick soul to a sick soul. He's not going to send sick people to you if you still are straddling the fence. You still one foot over here, one foot over there. You still don't know how to make up your mind or how to live holy and sanctified. You don't know how to be consistent in your prayer life. You don't know how to be consistent in your tithes and offering. You're hidden and missing. I'm just telling you the truth. All of this has a part to play in your maturity, your growth in your relationship with God. And then he elevates you and promotes you because you have proven yourself to be faithful and trustworthy. And then he can start trusting you with people to be a leader, to be over people, to minister, to witness, to evangelize, to teach, to preach, to do all of these things. I know what I'm talking about. So people have got to pray that it's also been enlightening for you, but more so empowering that you have been empowered on today, knowing now you are better informed and equipped than we have exposed the enemy. Yes. And you know now going forward, if, even if there's some personal things in your life, you can take it to the Word of God. And if it doesn't line up or support the things of God, then you know to turn from it. Turn from it. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. Because in this thing, you, it's a race. The Bible is often used as a metaphor. This relationship with God is often as a metaphor of a race. And in order to be a race or a runner in a race, you have to be light. If you see people who run these marathons, they don't have a lot of clothes on. They don't have a lot of backpacks on and weights around their ankle. They're light.
That's
even
exactly
their shoes are equipped and ergonomically fitted so that they're not heavy. They're light and flexible because you can't have anything weighing you down. And I'm just telling you, certain activities, certain habits that we have in our life, certain ways of thinking, unforgiveness, bitterness, all these things, jealousy, all this stuff, all of it, it will equal weight, and it equals the sin, and the wages of sin is death, spiritual death and also in the natural, because sin will make you sick. I can't tell you how many times we pray for people on this line. Some of these people who got cancer, some of these people who got ailments in their stomach and their legs, God lets us know it's because of sin. Sin will make you sick, literally.
It will.
And it will cause a literal death if we don't know how to release it, ask for forgiveness, and turn from it. It deteriorates your body. We know that from David, if you know your body.
Amen.
But we're not going to get on David today. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, people of God, Apostle Sim, do you have any closing words?
And you can have closing words, General Andrew, if you desire, but I'm going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, for everything that has been spoken on today, for everything, every revelation, every principle, every strategy that has been gone for your people hearts, Lord, I pray even now that they will understand the snares of the enemy, how the enemy, how he comes in so cunning, and how innocently we think we're participating in something fun, but it has roots, it has origins, centuries and centuries ago that were established on divination. Lord, I pray that we would awaken our senses and that we would now be the horn, the clarion call for the people to be able to come forth into awareness to know that this day that the nation, even other nations, have celebrated and decreed to be something of a fun holiday is now something to be stirred up in our souls so that we can be prepared to pray against it and stick out, just like a sore thumb, stick out. But we're boldly sticking out. We're boldly proclaiming your name. We're boldly choosing the unpopular because we know the most popular thing is to proclaim you, is to stand up for you, to lift up the banner of salvation so that the world can run to and look at us and say, wow, they're different. They're peculiar. They are chosen. They are royal priesthood. So, Lord, I thank you for your word that has gone forth on today. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor, and let everyone under the sound of my voice say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory unto God. Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Glory.
Yes,
glory unto God. For that. For having an understanding, for the Spirit of God giving us revelation and having an understanding of His Word. I also want to say that there are alternatives for those of us who have children. There are alternatives if you want to, because a lot of times the kids feel left out, you know, because they don't really fully understand. So, but there are alternatives such as, what is it, harvest festivals and things of that nature. You can, like, you know, go to a pumpkin patch, get on a hayride. I know I take my daughter on hayrides and stuff like that. So there are alternatives. You don't have to participate with going to Halloween parties and things of that nature. You can do other things such as harvest festivals. They have a lot of those that go on during this season as well. And my wife just spoke and said some of them do costumes or costume parties like in the house, but how they dress up is like men and women of God, like David or Prophetess Deborah or Queen Esther and things of that nature. So anything that the devil tries to do, God can do it even better. He gives that a black eye. So instead of dressing up like, a skeleton face or a ghoul or a werewolf or something, your child can dress up like King David, or he can dress up, you know, like Samson or something. So these are different things to think about, different alternatives and things of that nature. You can make it a learning event. They can learn new people, learn about the heroes of the Bible and things of that nature. So these are just to think about when, you know, celebrating when Halloween holiday is being celebrated by the world. These are things that us Christians can do, or us believers can do. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Glory unto God. So praise God. I hope that you guys got revelation from it. I hope that you have understanding of the background. We try to teach it every year and just give, because a lot of people give understanding and revelation, because a lot of people don't know the foundation of it. So, amen. This is one holiday that has become Americanized and turned into a holiday that I would not personally celebrate because of the foundation. You know, with certain things I do celebrate for family, like Thanksgiving and so forth, in the spirit of Christmas. Even with Christmas, that has a lot of pagan rituals as well. But when I celebrate Christmas, number one, that, you know, we don't know the exact date that Jesus was born. We don't know the exact date that Jesus died. We only speculate. But when I celebrate Christmas, I'm not celebrating Christmas in the form of what the world celebrates it, or even Easter, which it's Easter. That term is pagan as well, but it's really Resurrection Day. So when I celebrate Resurrection Day, or when I celebrate Christmas, I celebrate it in the spirit of I'm celebrating family, and I'm celebrating my Savior, Jesus Christ. Whether I decide to celebrate it on the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, December 1st, whenever, that whole season is to fellowship with family, fellowship with friends, fellowship with my children, and just represent Jesus Christ. Even though we're supposed to represent him every day, I choose personally to give special attention during that time and during that hour. So, amen. So that's my personal belief when it comes to Resurrection Day, when it comes to celebrating Jesus Christ during the winter season that we are in specifically. And that's what we in my household does. Now, whatever you do, that's between you and God. But I do not celebrate Halloween specifically, because it was created on some shady foundations, some shady principles. It's a day of death. You know what I'm saying? It's just bottom line. So whether you like it or not, that's the truth. So amen. But I love you guys so very much. We love you guys so very much. We're getting ready for our ordination service next. Ordination and affirmation service next. These ordination services, affirmation services, are important. A lot of people think that they can just be affirmed and ordained on their own, which that's not true, because even in the Bible, in Titus, I believe it's Titus 1:5, Apostle Paul is speaking, and he said that to go and appoint leaders, appoint pastors in all the different cities. After he was left and gone, those pastors, those shepherds, those leaders could oversee the work of God. So even in the ancient times, during Paul's time, there were still ordination services. There were still affirmation services going on. So when people say that your title don't mean nothing, actually, I'm getting tired of hearing that. Then I'm gonna be finished. I just gotta say this: I'm tired of hearing that your title don't mean nothing, because Jesus Christ specifically in Ephesians 4:11 said, I give some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists and so forth, some teachers, so forth. You know, so Jesus Christ is the one who said, I gave this for the perfecting of the church. So when you sit up there and say your title don't matter, you really disrespecting Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Why is it so quiet? It's quiet now, right? Because we used to hear everybody say that your title don't mean nothing. I'm getting tired of that crap. I'm going to say something about it. your title, and as a matter of fact, it ain't really, it's a title, but it's more so an office.
That's
it's
right.
more so a gift from
right.
Jesus Christ. So when you talking about your title, I mean, right. yeah, my title do mean something. My title mean a lot. My title mean that I can raise the dead. My title mean that I can plant churches. My title mean I'm representing Jesus as his authority here on the earth. So when you say my title don't mean nothing, you speaking from a place of ignorance, and we all have done it, and we all have need to repent.
That's right.
Bottom line. Bottom line, if you too big and bad, and that ain't nothing but pride. If you say I ain't repenting, you hell bound in. You ain't got no hell to put me in, no. But I know a man named Jesus that do.
Hello,
that's right.
And I talk to him a lot.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So when you sit up there and say your title don't mean nothing, you speaking from a place of pain, a place of hurt, a place of rejection, and you need to get rid of it. Because it's going to kill you. You getting cancer in your body because of all of that rejection and pain and hurt you carrying around from people. Be delivered from people. You understand what I'm saying? Get delivered from people.
Mm-hmm.
Get delivered from that. This is what's going on in the body of Christ. I've been church hurt. Stop saying that, man. Look at the cross. Get delivered from that. Who cares? Everybody done been hurt in the church and out the church. But I'm not going to let that bondage hold me back. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm not going to carry around and let it turn into bitterness, and then I wonder why I got a lump developing in my left breast.
That's right.
A ball of bitterness. That lump is nothing but a ball of bitterness, a ball of pain, a ball of rejection. Jesus Christ was the first one rejected. Did he let that mess him up? No, he didn't. So that's all that is. People get these renegade spirits and they say, I don't need the church. I'm going to ordain myself. That's the most stupidest thing I heard. Your title don't mean this. All that is speaking from a place of pain and hurt because your title means a lot. It's the one Jesus Christ is the one who gave us these offices. So when you say that your office, when you speak from that perspective and say that it don't matter, you're saying Jesus Christ don't matter. Because he said in Ephesians 4:11, I've given some. I give some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints and the building up of the body of Christ, of the church. So when you say F, that's what you're basically saying. You're saying F title. You're saying F Jesus. You saying F Jesus. That's what you're saying. You saying forget you, Jesus. You saying Jesus forget you and forget your offices. That don't mean nothing to me. That's what you're saying. You saying F Jesus. You saying forget you. F you, man. You don't mean nothing and your titles don't either. And that's why when people sit up there and they say, yeah, they follow God, but they don't follow man, you're really not following God if you ain't a following the one he appointed to you in the earth.
Amen.
You can't follow God. You can't follow God and not. You can't follow God and not follow man. Because everything God does in the earth, he uses a man to accomplish it.
Yes, he does.
Right.
Quit out with that, man. It's time to grow up. You got that ball of pain that you're dealing with, and it's turning hard. It's gonna turn into cancer. It's gonna turn into other sickness, and then you're gonna the people that you're gonna call to pray on for you to pray about is gonna be clergy, is gonna be the leaders. You sure ain't gonna call your family because they don't know how to get a prayer through. They barely believe in them out there drinking and doing all kind of crazy, smoking weed, and I'm talking about I'm a thug and all of that. So who the last person that's gonna look over you when you die is a pastor or a leader.
That's right.
True.
The last person that's going to look over you when you die is a leader, the one you put your mouth on. You better be careful with that stuff because leaders, you understand, the Bible says that shepherds are going to have to give an account to Jesus Christ for your soul in that day.
That's right.
So what that means is Jesus is going to talk to me during that time of judgment, and for those who assigned to me or those who assigned to anybody, other leaders, and Jesus going to be like, how did they behave? How did they act? How did they behave? How did they act? Yeah. I didn't mean to turn this into that because this is about Halloween, but this is what the Holy Spirit wanted us to say.
You go ahead.
He wanted us to say this. He wanted us to say this. Man, you need to get your act together. Talking about titles don't matter. Yes, they do. You can take that back to hell. Because titles do matter. That's where it comes from, saying that stuff. You disrespected my Lord. And I don't take kindly to that. You disrespecting the one who created me in the womb. I don't take kindly to that. And listen, I'm going to say this too, because I got to give a devil black eye. All anger is not bad anger. Jesus Christ got upset. He got angry, and he turned over tables in the temple and started beating people, whipping people. Do you understand what godly anger is? It's called godly indignation. Because I'm tired of this religious spirit. Just because, and another thing is, look, and another thing I want to bust the devil in the head. Another thing is this. People sit up there and say, oh, show the love of God, show the love of God. Man, I show the love of God. I just had a bad day. That don't mean I don't love Jesus and love his people.
That's right.
Man.
When you I know you don't argue with your husband, argue with your wife, does that mean y'all don't love Jesus? No, it means that y'all probably bumped head and had a bad day. I'm not giving an excuse for people who got hatred. That's not what I'm saying. But we have been religiotized. Stop going so deep thinking everything and we use it according to how we want to use it. Just because somebody have a bad day don't mean that they don't love Jesus.
That's right.
Why are you throwing that in that brother's face? Just pray for that person. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Everybody goes through that. So I'm buzzing the devil head on all accounts. But I specifically wanted to point that out. Stop saying titles don't matter because they do. Because when you say they don't, you're disrespecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Yahshua the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So these ordination services are important. These affirmation services are important. If you never had hands laid on you, you can say the Holy Spirit called me and did all of that. You're going to be irrelevant. You can sit up there and say what you want, but you're going to continue to be irrelevant. You will not be led in certain circles unless you do it the right way. I don't need to be. I go to the highways and byways. Yeah, I've been hearing people say that for 10, 20 years. Let's see how that work out for you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it the right way, if you do not do it the right way, then you're going to be irrelevant. Irrelevant in the kingdom of God, irrelevant to heaven, irrelevant to Jesus Christ, irrelevant right now here in the earth realm. Do it the right way. Do it the right way. Go through the process. Get hands laid on you. The Bible says that the presbytery, which means clergy leadership, lay hands on you. And they stir up the gift which was given by way of prophecy. They stir up the gift inside of you. The hands, you have to have hands laid on you. You have to be trained. You have to be developed. And you have to be sent out the right way.
That's right.
No, I ain't going to get a lot of amens because there's a lot of rebellious spirits.
Amen.
People want to do what they want to do. No, I ain't going to get a lot of amens. But I know what I'm talking about, though.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
I know what I'm talking about. That's why the body of Christ is so jacked up now. Everybody coming up with these churches. Really, them churches ain't nothing but crack houses. A lot of these on the corner churches, them ain't nothing but spiritual crack houses. Everywhere you go, you see a church popped up because them people not really called because they did what they wanted to do. Them ain't nothing but spiritual crack houses on the corner. Ain't doing nothing.
Come on, preach it, Apostle.
You a deacon. You're not a pastor, and there's nothing wrong with being a deacon, but own it. You're not a pastor. You just wanted to. You got mad at your pastor and said, I'm going to start on my own work. That's what you did. You're a renegade. And you're irrelevant. Because if you was relevant, now I ain't talking about you got to be on TV and all of that. I'm saying you would be making a major impact in your community.
That's right.
Yeah.
Instead, you got five members that you just cursing out every week and you angry. Five members. And you talking about other leadership all day long, and that's all you do. And you call yourself a leader? Come on, seriously?
No, that's
not. Amen.
You're not doing anything.
That's right.
But I'm finished. The Holy Spirit wanted to say that. So when you start seeing these people, I'm going to say this too. Everybody that say they connected to me, I don't endorse. So y'all can send these people money if you want. Y'all can sit up there and call them prophets if you want. If I haven't laid hands on them or my wife haven't laid hands on them, if they say they're part of my ministry and any of that, I don't endorse everybody. So you better make sure you check the facts. Everybody that fellowship with me, I don't endorse either. Better check the facts because there's some crazy people out there trying to use KCI name. I don't endorse everybody. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that take place. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that take place. Somebody sit up there and say that they Apostle Andrew sent me and all of that, but they sitting up there sleeping all around, but the people don't know it. I don't endorse that. Mm. I endorse holy leaders. I ain't talking about perfect leaders, but I'm talking about people who strive for perfection.
That's right.
So it look cute on Facebook. Look, listen to me. You look cute on social media, Facebook and all of that. Don't be fooled by this cute stuff on social media. I live this life for real. Don't be fooled by anybody. Anybody could do it. My wife, a long time ago, years ago, she played like she was some kind of bishop or somebody. And she said, Andrew, I'm going to show you. This is when I first got new to Facebook years and years ago. She played like she was some type of bishop. And then she came. She disguised and made a fake page and everything just to teach me a lesson. Like anybody could be anybody on social media.
You
better have discernment. You got these people praying for you and they looking at your picture jagging off.
Tell the truth.
You talking about pray. They talking about put your name down on this. Put your name down on under here so I can pray for y'all. 100 people I want to pray for y'all and they jagging off to your picture or masturbating. Mm-hmm. Nasty self. Mm-hmm. You better if you're looking for anything in this hour, you better pray for discernment. If you're praying for anything,
yes, God.
And then with the real people like me and my wife, the real people gotta come and break you free from that crap. It make it harder for us.
Man.
Amen.
Seriously. And we think it's a cute game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Mm-hmm. I don't endorse everybody, man. That's the danger. I'm going to say it's a good thing to use social media, but that's the dangerous part of it. And especially if you don't got discernment, because there's a lot of loose people out here. There's a lot of people out here that just don't got discernment. I got a bunch of pretty boy cousins in my family, right? Check this out. I can sit up here literally and create a marketing campaign for one of my pretty boy cousins and call him Prophet. One of my cousins' name? Prophet Shondell. Prophet Shondell. This boy, he in the club every week. He ain't doing nothing. But I can create a marketing campaign and put him on Facebook, and just because he's pretty, a lot of women are flocking, start saying, I'm following the mm-hmm. prophet. This boy ain't no prophet mm-hmm. whatsoever. You better not be deceived and fooled by looks. Everything that look or appear good don't mean it's from God.
Amen. Preach it, Apostle. Preach it.
Oh, the women just lust, and they panties getting all moist over him, and don't know he's sleeping with a different chick every week, and they're supposed to be a prophet. Mm-hmm. I could do that. People doing that now. Seriously.
Yes, God, they are.
Following everybody. Just because they're on Facebook, they say a few cute words. If you don't see the fruit behind it, you don't see the power behind it, you don't see things changing, and also discernment. You need discernment in this hour. The Lord, the Holy Ghost wanted somebody to hear this. We just got through preaching on Halloween and praying and stuff, but the Holy Ghost really wanted somebody to hear this, what I'm just saying right now today. These ordination right. services, affirmation services are serious. We don't ordain everybody. We don't affirm everybody. We're not ordaining. This ain't giving out no ordination like it's some candy. You better go to Bishop Online somewhere. That's what they do. They do that stuff. They give away free certifications and all that online for $10.99 or whatever. You know, people doing that too, but not here at KCI. You got to be tried and proven.
Thank you.
We have to know you. The Bible said, know them that labor among you.
Yes.
We have to know you. We have to know you. We have to know who you are. We're not some play Facebook ministry. We don't get down like that. We don't rock like that. And we're not ordaining everybody. So if you think you're just going to come trying to get something like that, nah, you go to Bishop Boohoo on the corner or 1099 certification. We have to know you. We have to watch you. We have to develop you. You can't be smoking weed on Saturday then up calling yourself a prophet on Sunday. Some people right. doing that.
Amen.
Some people just giving their money to people that smoking weed in their house and they calling themselves prophets on Sunday. And I'm going to say this, if the shoe fit, wear it. Wear that sucker.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about nobody. I'm not talking specifically about nobody. I'm flowing in the spirit. But if the shoe fit, wear that bad boy.
Wear it.
You heard it from me. The boss prophet.
That's right.
Glory to God. I'm not hiding behind no screen.
I'm coming to your city. You can touch me. See that I'm real. Feel the real power of God. I'm not hiding behind no social media Facebook screen because I'm not a Facebook prophet or my wife either. Our ministry started in a basement in East Chicago, Indiana.
Amen. Amen.
I'm coming to a city near you. You can touch me. You won't just see me posting these nice little things on Facebook. We coming in the hoods. We're coming to the city, to the regions. We just, the last one we went to, it was the hood. We went to, this year alone, we went to Compton, California, Chicago. The list goes on. In the neighborhoods. It was a demonic, they would shoot one of my churches in Chicago, Apostle Mary West, my spiritual daughter. She was like Apostle, on the corner they were shooting up, and they were shooting, and people was dying, and they were selling drugs and stuff. But after you and Apostle April came, that corner cleared up instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, this stuff is real. We're not these Facebook, we are real generals in the spirit.
Amen.
We went to East Chicago, Indiana to pray for this young man. He had an extended clip, him and his brother. Rest in peace, rest in heaven. One of them died, he got shot up. But before he got shot up, he had a long extended clip in his pocket. We went there to pray for them. He had tears streaming down his face. One of them gave their life to God. That's real ministry right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. So half of us would be scared. He got a big old Uzi with a extended clip hanging out of his pocket. I ain't going over there, Apostle. They going to shoot me. Listen to this. I ain't scared of nobody or nothing. I carry the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My job as an apostle is to convert souls. I'm saying all this to say we the real deal. It's not no cute Facebook stuff. Anybody that ever met us, and I want you to come to St. Augustine this up and coming Sunday, you will see it's real. Anybody that ever met us know we the real deal. We use social media to get our message out, the message of Jesus Christ, yes. But we don't hide behind Facebook posts and all of that. We the real deal, and we live a holy life.
Amen. Yes, you do.
Amen.
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 You understand what I'm saying? We the real deal. Come on. Come to one of our meetings. One lady was like, I thought y'all wasn't real. And I laid hands on that lady. I guarantee. I'm telling you a truth. Glory be to God. That lady almost did a backflip under the power of Jesus Christ. She got up. She was like, Apostle, I apologize. I'm sorry. I thought y'all wasn't real. Y'all real. Y'all real.
Amen.
Man,
so be in this hour, discern the Looney Tunes from the real ones. And if anybody using our name, anybody say they're fellowshipping with us, remember, we don't endorse everybody. I got to say that because a lot of people that's getting hurt and getting deceived out here. We don't endorse. Apostle Andrew, Apostle April, don't endorse everybody. I'm not impressed by people's gifts. The gifts and callings come without repentance. Satan can do miracles. I'm impressed with the fruit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And you should be impressed with the fruit too. Glory to God. Amen. I'm done. I'll preach two sermons today. I get y'all need it anyway. I'll preach two sermons today. Y'all need it. Y'all need as much word that you can get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We only get God what, 2 hours or 2 hours a week? Shoot, now I get people. Some people probably don't even logged off. Can't even get God 2 or 3 hours a week. What's that, man? That's crazy. So, he preaches too long. No, I'm not. You need that in you. You need as much word as you can get.
Yes.
Especially if you know what's about to come to this earth.
Yes.
God showed me a vision of a big old mushroom, a mushroom cloud in the sky. I seen a missile just hit and take out part of the West Coast. And so many other things. I can keep New Jersey in prayer. And so many other stuff that's coming. We want to run to God then. You better run to God now. You need as much word that you can get in you. You need as much word as possible. If all you got to do is sit on a phone line for 2 hours, that's it, or an hour, that's it, and then you get mad and you want to hang up, you don't want to give God that. Are you serious? Out of 24 hours a day, all he requires you is two hours. Come on now. Glory
Amen.
To God. I love you. I know that's hard. I know that word tough right there. But you already know how you know how we rock. You all know how we rock here, KCI. Glory to God. I love y'all. I just wanted to release that today. And, you know, like I said, you can celebrate Halloween. You can celebrate whatever you want. We live in a free country. It's called America. But you better understand there's spiritual repercussions to those things as well. Every action has a reaction. Every action has a reaction. Every action has a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You open up those demonic portals and then get to mess around, get the spiritual heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing incantations on your walls. You know what that is? Seeing demon faces appear on your walls and writings and stuff, and then wonder why you're getting scratched up in the middle of the night and your kids getting scratches on them. Then you need somebody to pray for you, but nah, you can do what you want, though. You heard me?
Right.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
did you hear what the Holy Ghost just spoke to you through his prophet? What glory be to God then. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to get delivered from that. My God. I say it tough, I say it strong, but listen to me. I say it in love.
We love you too, Father.
God, thank you so much. I love you. We love you. Because if ain't nobody love your tail, we wouldn't be spending this much time on you like this. Seriously. Me and my wife, we about to get ready to go to Disney World or Universal Studios, one of those. Because it's hot. It's hot out here in Florida. It usually get 100 degrees, but I'm telling you, I'm a big guy. So when it get cool, it feel good to me. When it get like 60 and 70s, that's cold for Florida, but that feel good to me. So I'm like, baby, we gotta take advantage of this. And I'm about to go have some fun. But if I really didn't care about you, I wouldn't be spending time like this. It's based in love, because I could be like, oh, that ain't on me. That's them. They going to hell. Them your people, Lord. I'm about to go have fun. But nah, you got some pastors and leaders like that.
Thank you, Mom.
Amen. Glory to God. Gratitude is the seed for more. Always remember that. Gratitude is the seed for more. More blessings. More the supernatural. More favor. More grace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I love y'all. I'll turn it over into glory to God. Give an honor and a praise
we
to God.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.